Hello, everyone. Welcome. Good afternoon, good morning, and wherever you are, it is a pleasure and a delight to have you join us today. Happy pre-holiday. I look forward to the holiday and spend it with my family. I hope you'll be doing it as well, spending it with loved ones and dear friends and strangers, too. So I want to introduce Amnon before we get started with our show, but we have a really fun show in store for you today, so I'm really happy you're here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, boy, good. Already we got a caller. Yes, that's always a fun thing. So let me tell you, just as this caller is doing throughout the show, you can call in to 919-518-9773. You can come into the studio on Skype. That's Computers 2, number 2K Voice. Anytime you like, you can ask a question, make a comment, share an experience. We would love to have you come in. And you can also partake in our chat. And if you see right next to the video, you can put your name there and a nickname, whatever you like, and just ask questions and talk to whoever else is in there. So before we answer the phone, I want to welcome my guest. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So this is Stacy. Stacy is a friend, and she is the Black Feather Intuitive.
Yes, I am.
Yes, she is. And she has some fabulous things to talk about. And Stacy and I have found ourselves sharing information in some of the most unusual places. And I love the depth of what she shares and what she stands for. And that is really important to me. So I'm delighted to have you here.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
So before we answer the phone, hello, caller. Hello. Somebody there? Okay. So if you call and you don't get in right away, just hold on, because I'm assuming that the phones are going to be ringing off the hook. So if you call and you don't get in right away, or I'm in the middle, or Stacy's in the middle of chatting, then just bear with us a moment. So tell everybody about you.
Oh, my. Well, how long is the show?
Good just question.
Hi, I am Stacy. I'm the Black Feather Intuitive. I will give you a sort of quick and dirty on me, I guess. I have been psychic my entire life. I was born this way, and I was born into chaos and mayhem and shut down at a very young age. And the majority of my life has been about peeling back the layers of fear to find myself again and embrace who I truly am, which is the Black Feather Intuitive, the psychic intuitive that I am. I am a Canadian. I'm a crazy Canuck. And I moved here 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago.
And here is where, because we have people calling, you know, watching from all over the world. So here is where.
Here is Raleigh, North Carolina. And I happen to live in Morrisville, which is an awesome suburb of Raleigh. I moved here to be with my now husband. He lived here, or lives here, and we met through eHarmony. And so, yeah, it really does work sometimes. And I moved here about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, and really found home. Was amazed that I would find, you know, a little psychic who's so afraid to be herself and, you know, share the things that came to me and find that outlet. I wasn't always accepted back home for what I had to offer. And here I moved to the South thinking that it was going to be even worse than where I came from. And I found my peeps. And I truly found home. I really believe that this area is home for me in so many ways. And so this is where I've really been able to blossom and bloom with my psychic gifts and totally find my purpose. I'm a trained opera singer, and I've been teaching voice lessons to students for years and years now. And I realize now, looking back, that the reason why that was so fulfilling for me was because I was able to be intuitive in that work. And so now, stepping into just fully hanging the shingle and saying, hi world, I'm psychic. Here's what I do. That has been a nice precursor into that. So in a nutshell, that's who I am.
So when you talk about your psychic intuitive gifts, because lots of people, well, everybody has them, right? On different
Absolutely.
Levels or have opened up to them in different ways. What is your specific, and I don't know if you can call it a specific, but how do you use your gift?
Well, that's kind of interesting. So I'm a clairvoyant and a clairsentient, which basically means I see things. I don't necessarily see things in the real world. I see them in my mind's eye. And clairsentient, I feel things. That means I can physically feel things, or I just get a sense of things. I'm also claircognizant. There are things that I just know. During readings, I can start to tell you a story, and it just comes to me, and I'm telling you a story. And suddenly you're going, yes, yes, oh my God, yes, that makes so much sense. So how I work, I wouldn't really call myself a medium. A lot of people today, they watch the Long Island Medium and things like that. There are a lot of shows out there. And these are individuals who get their information primarily from loved ones passed on. I lovingly call them Lois. I would say Lois. That's not primarily where I get my information from. While our loved ones can come in during a reading, if you ask about them, and sometimes they come in uninvited, in general, I tend to just get my information more from what I consider my high self, energies, feelings. I love the archangels, creature teachers, high guides, that kind of thing. So that's kind of how I work. When you come for a reading, I'm basically sort of giving you what you need to know in a gentle, loving way based on what they're sharing.
So when you welcomed in your gifts, did you then automatically begin to be able to, like, verbalize? Like, you just spit out a whole bunch of things. Were you able to do that once you acknowledged your gifts? I mean, did it just then just roll out of you?
Well, that's a funny story. So my very first official teacher, who is now a very, very good friend of mine, Elizabeth Rouse, I met her at a psychic fair, and I had looked at her listing before I went to the psychic fair, and I thought, oh, I don't know. She only has a couple of years experience. I think I need someone with more experience. And in the end, as fate would have it, synchronicities and everything, the only time left that was available, all the other psychics had been taken, and the time that I had left, she had a spot open. So I went to see her, and it totally changed my life. I went to her and I said, you know, I've had these, I feel like it's bubbling under the surface and I don't know what's there and I don't know how to access it, but I know that I really want to access it. And she was willing to work with me, and I went to see her the very first session that we had. She kind of threw me into the fire, and she's like, okay, you're going to do a reading on me. And she just had me do a cold reading. She showed me what her method was. And so I just emulated her method. And she also gave me a random deck of cards, a tarot deck of cards that I had never seen before, and had me do a reading with those as well. And it was amazing. It did. It unlocked whatever in one session. I mean, it was an hour, less than an hour. And I literally felt like a kid at Christmas time. I could have been doing cartwheels under the tree because I was like, oh, my God, I'm psychic. I always wanted this, but I didn't know how to get it. And from that point on, it was a very quick journey. I'm being told I need to look into the camera. It was a very quick journey from there to get involved in a couple of classes and read and experiment and explore various ways and methods for me to learn how I ticked. And that's basically what happened.
So there's lots to share, and I have lots of questions. But I don't want to only be the only one. So I want to welcome any of you who are out there to call in, ask your questions. You can take us on a completely different path than what either one of us had in store. And
sure,
we're good with that. So by all means, feel free. Any question, just call in, comment, anything. 919-518-9773 or computers 2K Voice. So we're going to talk a lot about a lot of this. But one of the things I want to start with is this thing that's happening all around us, this feeling of, you know, disenchantment, chaos, confusion, emotional confusion, all these things that have, you know, you know, all these things that have happened with the election. And I know that a lot of you out there have like, oh my God, I don't want to hear about that again. And I understand that. But I think that there's some intelligence that is sitting in the energy fields around us that I, for one, feel impelled to listen to understand, and to bring out so that we can figure out, well, what to do next. And I'll tell you something. My husband was listening to NPR the other day, and Elizabeth Lesser was on. And she is one of two people who created the Omega Institute, which is up in Rhinebeck, New York. It's been a spiritual community, an institute for years and years and years, and she's brilliant. And she said things, and I was like, well, that is so unbelievable. Like she said, take people to lunch and talk to them, ask them how they feel about things. And so everywhere we turn, we are privy to some brilliant information that makes things or helps us to make sense of things. And I love how Stacy talks about this. So I would love your opinion, or not your necessarily your opinion, but whatever you see going on, give us some insight.
Sure. Well, let me just start by saying I am by no means an expert. So you're right. This is my opinion. And one of the things I like to say is my opinion in $1.50 gets you a cup of coffee. Although I've been told that Starbucks is $2.50.
Yeah, so I'd pay more than that.
So it is my opinion, and take that with a grain of salt. But one of the things that, so I am a bleeding heart liberal. Part of it is just me being a crazy Canuck, and just, you know, I'm a peace, love, and flower power kind of girl. So the recent elections really had me rattled, and it took me a while to sort of come to terms with what was going on. And there are a number of different things that I could talk about. The first thing that I'd like to say is, in terms of the energy that's going on that I feel is across the board, and it's been heightened by the election and how people feel on, you know, sort of both sides and that kind of thing. And I'm not a numerologist, but I do dabble in things here and there. There is a 2016 is a 9 year. If you add 2, 0, 1, and 6 together, you get the number 9. And everything has an energy. Everything vibrates with an energy, including numbers. And the energy that is number 9, at least in tarot, and I understand tarot, it's about completion. It's about coming to the end of a cycle. And the 1, which we are moving into, the 2017 year, is a 1 year. So you add 2, 1, and 7, and you get 10, brought down into a single digit is 1. And 1 is all about new beginnings, fresh starts, inspirations, you know, starting something new. And what we are feeling collectively, and the election has sort of exacerbated that, is that we are coming to an end of a cycle. We're coming to the end of things that no longer serve us, whether that's politically, whether that's personally, professionally. I know there are a lot of people out there who have switched jobs either through a loss of job or retirement, or making a choice to say, oh my God, I can't take this anymore. I can't take the rat race. I need to get out. I need to do something. So they're ending one thing and moving into something new. There are so many deaths. There are people leaving this planet in excess this year. And I mean, you just take a look at the media. I shared something on my Facebook the other day, yesterday, about all of the different stars, movie stars, and famous people that have passed just in this year alone. And in personal lives, we had a loss in our family, a death in our family. There have been multiple deaths, I think, for everybody. People that are passing on, that it's sudden, it's not expected. Sometimes it is somewhat expected, but it's all coming now. It's culminating in this year. It's because we are coming to an end of a cycle. Things need to be cleared. Things need to be released so that we can bring in the freshness and newness of 2017. So that's definitely something that I think is important and hopefully helpful for people to understand that all of this stuff is happening. There is a reason. There is sort of a method behind it. In terms of the election, you know, we can sort of tie this into the election as well. I believe that the fact that Trump was elected, okay, so let's talk about duality. Let's talk about we live on a planet where there's black and white, up and down, left and right, this and that. Everything is about duality. There's always an opposite. And you cannot experience happiness and joy without first understanding what is not happiness and not joy. And the same thing goes with the election here. There are things that people want change. People want reform. Again, coming to the end of a cycle, people want something new and different. They're feeling the energy stirring, but they don't quite know what the answer is yet. They don't know what direction to take it in, but they're feeling it. And so they're just, you know, sort of going with, you know, Trump happened to fit that bill. It's all about coming to that the end of that cycle. Trump is, in a way, showing us all what needs to be healed within all of us. So this is a personal journey of mine, actually, in the last 4 to 5 months specifically, is looking at everyone that I come into contact, loved ones and strangers alike, and looking at them in a mirror and seeing what are they reflecting back to me? What is it that I need to heal within myself? What hasn't been healed? And I did the same thing with the election. And I realized that by looking at where things are at from that perspective, it is showing me all of the areas in the world, in humanity, in this country, all of the things that need to be healed. And I feel that that really plays a part in this cyclic, coming to the end of this cyclic pattern that we're in. Does that sort of make sense?
Yes. You know, while you were speaking, you know how sometimes, I know you almost feel this way, sometimes somebody's speaking and you want to jump in and you want to say something because they said something and you want to either defend what you think or you want to share what you think or you know something else or whatever it is. And so while Stacy was talking, she hit a nerve, a knowing nerve within me. And I could see what she was talking about. And I'm imagining that you felt the same way or similar in the regards that the mirror part is really important because what's being mirrored is the positive and then maybe the not so positive or the strength and the areas that are not so strong. I mean, we can call it a million different things. And so it is exemplifying things that are going on. And that makes perfect sense. And how can we heal when we don't even pay attention? And so this is really causing us to pay attention.
Yes.
I mean, I'm paying attention to things now that I didn't pay attention to before. I mean, I was about certain things, maybe not about all, other things. And now I'm like, okay, I can see where my attention has been, and I can see where my head needs to come out of the sand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I feel this pull. I mean, Stacy and I, we've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have felt like a yo-yo or something on a rubber band where I'm being pulled in different directions. And so I am going to be grateful. That's what I choose. I choose gratitude mm-hmm. for this in my life. So that I am being pulled up like a flower, out of the ground and really blossoming, no longer just a bulb or a seed,
Absolutely.
Like the rays are pulling us up.
Yes.
The sun is pulling us all out. It's pulling all of the information, the energies all out.
And I think you really hit on an interesting topic there. I feel like that's exactly where we're at right now. Everyone talks about the shift, that there's something going on in the world, this big shift, this elusive shift. Well, what exactly is the shift? I think you just touched on it. The shift is happening within all of us. It is giving us an opportunity, one side or the other, however you want to look at it, it's giving everyone the opportunity to say, wake up. I need to look at this. I need to be more accountable and more responsible about my own actions, my own choices, rather than placing blame, pointing fingers, giving away my power to others, you know, whether it's on the political field or in the personal realm or the professional realm, it's about being accountable and saying, okay, you know, no longer am I going to just let things slide or let things just be what they are. No, this is really about, okay, what can I do personally? What do I need to do today to make a difference for me? And this is going to sound kind of selfish, but really when you put yourself first and when you say, what do I need today, you're actually helping the greater good. When we put that focus on ourselves and take care of ourselves, we have more information, we have more knowledge, we have more confidence, we have a full cup to be able to give to others. And I feel across the board, that's really what this shift is about. The shift is about becoming aware. Like you say, no longer keeping your head in the sand like the proverbial ostrich, which randomly I learned that they actually don't stick their heads in the sand, which I thought was really funny that that's something that I never knew. I thought that's what it was, but I'm still going to use that adage. It really is about having the choice and almost it being thrust in our faces, especially this year with the energy going on. Mm-hmm. It's being thrust in our faces, and everyone to some degree is being faced with this and having to make a choice. Do I continue to allow others to make choices for me, or is it time for me to make a choice for myself? And whatever choice that may be, and it can be little, or it can be on a grander scale.
Right. Well, it's all a choice. Mm-hmm. No choice is a choice. And sometimes, you know, it depends on what's going on in somebody's life, timing, whatever it is. It's all great. It's all great. Because, yes, we are being asked to step up. And I have a very favorite poem that has been dear and near to my heart for years. And it's called Reenchant Planet Earth. And it says, we are the elves and the giants. We are the shining ones. You know, we are, it's everybody. It's those that have, you know, thought or are the giants. And those, are, you know, and those that thought or are or think they are the elves. I mean, it's up to everybody to reenchant this planet Earth. And we are midwifing at our own rebirth. Nobody else can do it for us. Mm-hmm. We have to go through the birthing canal ourselves. We have to talk to ourselves. We have to fix ourselves, help ourselves, love ourselves, do all of those things. Nobody can do it for us. And this is the time.
Absolutely.
This is it. This is the time. This is the time we've been waiting for.
I was just going to say, it's what Obama says, right? He says, we are the ones we've been waiting for. And that's exactly what it is.
This is the time we've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. So we can talk a lot about all this. And by all means, I mean, please call in 919-518-9773 or chat with us on Skype at Computers 2K Voice or also in our chat. And I'm going to look here because we have a question. And I think this is a great time to answer this question in our chat. And by all means, go in there, ask us a question, but you can call us too. It's just Stacy and me.
Yeah.
That's it. We're right here. Okay, so the question first is, Chris wants to know how Stacy came to be known as the Black Feather Intuitive.
Well, this, as with everything with me, is a very interesting story. So, the day or maybe the second day after I had met with Elizabeth, my teacher, and had that amazing experience where I read for her and, you know, was like a kid in a candy store. I was trying to adequately express my feelings about it and my feelings about the whole experience with my husband. And I, you know, I was stumbling and fumbling over words and I couldn't quite, you know, articulate it. And he said, well, she's your black feather or your magic feather. Sorry, she's your magic feather. And I looked at him and I'm like, magic feather. And he goes, yeah, Dumbo. Didn't you see Dumbo as a kid? I'm like, well, yeah, I was traumatized because, you know, they were so mean to him. And I, you know, watched it when I was like, I don't know, 8, but I don't really remember. And he goes, oh, well, you know, the story goes that he had no confidence. He couldn't fly. And he went to his little mouse friend and his mouse friend said, no, 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 you know, we're going to fix this. You can do it. You can do it. he goes to this, you know, pack of crows and says, we got to get Dumbo on board. Like, we know he can do it, but he doesn't know he can do it. And they're like, oh, well, why don't we just give you this, you know, I'll give you a tail feather and you can tell him it's a magic feather. And whenever he holds this feather, he can, you know, he can fly, he can do it. And so he goes back to Dumbo and he tells him this story, and Dumbo goes and he flies, and it's amazing and it's a wonderful thing. And then afterwards he finds out, oh, well, the magic feather wasn't magic at all. It was just about encouraging him to step into his own power and to be confident. And I was like, oh my God, this is like the perfect thing. She's my magic feather. And I'm like, oh, I've got it. Magic is kind of too cheesy for, you know, to talk about myself from a psychic intuitive perspective. I'm trying to bring integrity to it and that kind of thing. But I'm like, the black feather intuitive. And it literally happened within about 35 seconds in the morning in our bathroom. And that was how I came up with the name the Black Feather Intuitive.
Great story. And so we have a question on the chat I want to ask you. But before we get to that, though, and before we leave this conversation of the turmoil and the chaos,
sure.
What suggestions do you have in steps and going forward in the way we live?
Be the change. Whatever it is that you want to see, whether you, you know, talking about turmoil and chaos in terms of the election, for example, if you voted Trump and you want that change and that's why you voted Trump, be the change that you want. If you voted not Trump, if you voted Hillary, be the change that you want. It's not about spreading hate. It's about spreading love. It's about being human to each and every individual that you see. It's about standing up and taking your own power, taking responsibility again for what you want to do.
And I will no longer, and you are my witness, I will no longer say chaos. No longer will I say that.
Because it's not chaos.
It's not chaos. This is as clear as day. This is what I have prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Amnon can tell you how many years ago we started with Re-Enchant, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, 15 years ago, like, you know, thinking about this and working on this for me 15, 16 years ago, just like this thing, this personal mission of re-enchanting the planet. So this is what I have been praying for.
Yes.
So thank you to the energy for giving it to me.
Oh,
and for
absolutely.
All of us,
absolutely.
Right?
We need to have that. Sometimes it's like in the tarot, it's the tower card. Everything falls to pieces. Everything has to crumble. I have a phoenix tattoo on my arm. I don't know if you can see that. I'm not doing that very well. Anyway, I have a phoenix tattoo on my arm. I got my phoenix in Phoenix.
I got something else on my arm. I had surgery.
Well, maybe you'll get a phoenix on there, too. You'll
maybe,
get an
re-enchant. So, here, let's put our arms together.
We'll put our arms together. There we go.
She probably got a tattoo, and that's what they put
that's
on
That's right.
It.
She's lying to us All about
right.
the fact
yeah.
of surgery.
Okay, we won't go there. I'll unveil it.
But really, that's what it is. It's, you know, the phoenix. The phoenix has to die and crumble completely to ash. Things need to be burned down to the ground. When a building burns completely to the ground, what is left? Ash. The wind blows it away, and then there's nothing.
But have you ever heard of a Burning Man?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's exactly this whole notion of, and freedom.
Yes.
You know, where do you get freedom from? I mean, free from what? How do you understand freedom? How do you experience what we, you know, joy, appreciation, freedom, all these, you know, love?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, you know, so exactly.
We are only
we're
only trapped by our own minds, our own thoughts, our own fears. That's really what it is. And I say this to you, but I also want to put out there that I'm human and I struggle with these things too. Believe me. I don't wake up and go, oh, everything is sunshine and daisies. It's not really about that. You know, you talk about chaos and it does feel chaotic. It does feel chaotic. When you can step outside and become an observer in your own life as well as in the world, it's no longer so scary. You can see the method behind the madness.
Right.
You know?
It's not, it really isn't chaos.
Yeah,
because you can see why
it needs to happen.
I mean, you can see clearly. I mean, like the song, I can see clearly now.
The rain is gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to have the big bang.
Yes,
and this is the big bang.
Yes,
and we're breaking.
We are breaking free. I know we're breaking free. That's exactly
what
it
is. This is what breaking free looks like.
Yeah.
So let me spend a little time here on this chat And I want to thank everyone who's in there because there's all kinds of stuff. And I can't write back because, as you can tell, I have my right arm is in not writable. So I'm going to say some things that are on here. So first of all, this is from Mama D. Hi, Stacy. Just want to thank you for all your insight. I follow you as the Black Feather Intuitive. You always seem to say what I need to hear when I need to hear it.
Thank you.
As for the shift... You are talking about, as for the shift you are talking about, I will be having major changes in my life in 2017. A bit afraid, but from following you, I see that, as you said, this is what I need to do today to fill my cup. Look forward to having a reading with you in the new year.
Oh, would love that. I look forward to connecting with you. And truly, when you feel that fear, and you're going to feel that fear, we do, we all do, I do. It's something that I'm always working to sort of overcome. Just remember that there is a higher purpose. And a lot of times it's about perspective. It really is just looking at it from a different perspective and saying, okay, this feels like sour, nasty, foul lemons. What can I do to turn this around and make lemonade? How can I make the lemonade out of these lemons? And I know it's, you know, it seems cliche, but there is wisdom, really wisdom in that.
There is. And you know, the other part that I like to remember and I would like to share with you is there's always going to be somebody along. When you go with the flow of the river, and I really feel this way, and I felt this way for years, when you go with the flow of the river, there will always be a helping hand.
Absolutely. You know, are never alone.
You are never alone. But I will tell you, you go without the flow of the river. But when you go with that flow, there will always be somebody just giving, just like Mama D, the messages, you will hear them. You will connect. You will meet just that right person in just that right moment who will acknowledge you, who will reaffirm where you are, who will just give you a helping hand.
Oh, it absolutely.
Is, right? It goes without saying, and I, for one, welcome you anytime to contact me with any of this as well. Please feel free, because we together can see beyond what that chaos or energy fields or any of those, and we've got to go through the feelings, but it's, you know, let's hold each other's hand, and you can always find me at Marilyn at MarilynShannon.com. So now here is a question from spiritually aroused, right? Is that what it is? Okay. So here's the question. What is the number one thing you would tell others on their journey to finding themselves, Stacy?
Well, the biggest struggle for me has been just being okay with being myself, sharing myself, being open, getting on a show today and just saying, hi world, I'm psychic and here's what I have to offer. And you may like it or you may not, but this is me. And I think that even though that is my own personal journey, I see that element of things, that element in others' journeys, in most others' journeys. There is that, oftentimes that fear of judgment from others. And while a lot of people, you know, appear to not fear judgment, they don't care what the average person thinks or the stranger on the street or, you know, even the acquaintance, but they care about the family or they care about that one person's opinion. There's always somebody that you somehow just, you want to make sure that you're, you know, seen in a good light with them. And so I would say that that's definitely the one thing that I could pass on to others is be yourself. Only you can be you, and you're here on this planet right now at this time to share yourself in whatever capacity that is. It doesn't have to be on the big screen. It's just, you know, the average everyday things, the average everyday choices that we're talking about, and just being accountable and saying, no, here's what I believe, and this is what's really important to me, and how can I help you today? How can I be of service?
Well, that's what we're all here for, right?
Absolutely.
That's what... You know, we need all of us. It is all of our responsibilities. You know, wherever we step, we need us all. So let's have some fun with some readings. So if you want to have a little reading, by all means, feel free to call in, ask a question, and
actually,
yeah, you have the
let me switch things up. Let's just have some fun since we're talking about change and growth and clarity and direction for the coming year. Why don't we do something where I, you know, sort of can say, well, what is it that you need to embrace for your truest happiness in 2017?
So now when you say that, it's not that, let's say for me, you're not going to say, what do I need to embrace? You're going to ask, what does Marilyn need to embrace for 2017?
And then I will tell you what I get. You're going to
tell me what I get, what she gets.
Because my divine dream team comes through and, you know, usually tells me a word or two and then they give me the message.
So so let's play that game because it's a really fun game to play at the end of 2016, welcoming in 2017. So feel free to call us at 919-518-9773 or Computers2K Voice on Skype. And, of course, you can ask your questions in our chat as well, and I am going through them, and I will read them and ask Stacy. So, and Amnon will help as well. So start with us. So the question is what now? What?
So, Marilyn, what do you need to embrace for your true happiness in 2017?
So when you ask that question, am I emoting to you an answer, or are you pulling in the answer?
I am pulling in the answer. So I am connecting my heart to your heart, and I am asking my divine dream team to give me guidance for you.
So it becomes like a triangle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Okay. Okay. So you'll ask the question. So you don't say, angels, can you tell me what Marilyn needs to embrace for 2017?
Yeah, it's not really. I could do that. But basically, I just call them my divine dream team. Okay. And it's easy to just lump them all together.
I'll take her.
And then
dream
I just
team.
Tune into my divine dream team. They tune into yours. And
so
we
let's
get the message.
Let's get a good connection going. So,
risk. So the first word that I'm getting for you is risk. Let me get a little more on that. Putting the risk on yourself, taking the risk on yourself, making yourself the focus of risk. You are not, it's easy for you to take a risk or take a chance on somebody else or something else. You have an easier time just sort of saying, oh yeah, well, let's give that a trial. Let's give that a whirl. Let's see where that's going to take you. It's harder for you to make yourself that focal point. And it kind of ties in with what we were talking about before, about putting yourself first. So it's taking risks for yourself. And the feeling here is when you embrace that risk, when you start to do things that are a little outside the box, even for you, the magic is going to happen. There's going to be a lot of opening, a lot of opportunity. Even more so than you're a person, you kind of make your own opportunities. You, even by doing that and being that kind of person, you're still limiting yourself. So take the risk, make yourself that risk, take the risk, and you will move into a very lucrative 2017 for yourself. And challenging yourself, I feel like that is going to open you to some challenges that you may not have, or you maybe have been putting off a little bit, that you've not been exploring 100%, just a little nervous about opening up to that. Does that make sense?
It does, and I have to process it a little bit. So
sure.
You'll remember what you said. Well, you may not.
I'll do my best.
But yeah, so we're going to come back to me, but we have a caller. So hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Who is this?
This is Mama D. I decided to call it.
Good for you.
Hello, Mama D.
Welcome.
Hi, Stacey. So, I guess I'm just kind of wondering, too, like I said in what I wrote, I have a lot of changes coming, and I want to make sure I'm going in the right direction.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let me just tune into the Divine Dream Team, see what they have to say to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so this is going to sound kind of generic, but the very first word I'm getting for you is embracing love. And it feels like love of self, love for self. Unconditional love seems to be the theme for you. making love the forefront of every decision that you choose, every direction that you choose. And I feel like from a business perspective or a career perspective, there definitely is a new path for you. And it feels like your tagline somehow in that business venture needs to be, how can we bring more love into everything we do? I don't know what, there's just a really strong feeling that love is the answer for you. And again, I know that, I know how generic and cheesy that sounds, but that is the direct message for you specifically, is it feels like there has been a lack of love. There's been that, that hasn't been at the center of things. And I feel like it's people that have been in your life that have been sort of affecting you in that way. Also, the environment that you've been surrounded by, that there's just been a lack of respect for yourself, respect for just the general human ins and outs of life. And you bring this natural light of love. There's a bubbliness about you. There's a spring in your step that you have not been able to share entirely. And this feels like embracing that this year is really going to open doors for you.
Well, you hit that on right on the nail on the head. Yeah, the path that I'm going in is something I've always wanted to do. And I had a father who wouldn't let me do anything. And then another step after that, somebody else who, same thing, kind of squashed everything. And now I just, everything just seems to be coming around, and I just feel like I want to do it so much, and which just makes me so happy.
Awesome.
But everything you said is honestly everything how I feel.
Oh, good. Oh,
now I'm so excited.
Yay! Well, for what it's worth, I truly feel that this is something that I have actually been saying quite a bit. It's something I'm working on. Sorry, I have to look in the camera. Something that I have been working on for myself as well is, you know, instead of viewing everything from the mind perspective, view it through the heart. And for you, that seems to be a very poignant message, that you're coming from love. So view everything through the filter of love before you make a decision, before you make a choice in anything, and make that your top priority.
So, Mama D, it was really lovely to have you join us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. And I could feel your, what did you say? She's a, how did you explain her energy?
She's very bubbly.
Yeah, definitely.
And she brings a spring in her step to everybody.
Definitely. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much to both of you.
It's a pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to have to get to some of these other questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here we go. Spiritually Aroused says, Stacy, what do you pick up on my artwork for 2017?
All right, I'm getting sunshine, I'm getting daisies, I'm getting rainbows. So the symbology here, the feeling here is this is really all about creativity for you exploding. It's moving in the right direction. It's positive, happy. It feels like there's an element of self-expression that is going to take you deeper than you've gone before. You're already a very expressive person, but it's going to take you even deeper into that expressivity, into that creative place that you go. And I feel that is really going to reflect in the artistry of what you produce in 2017. I don't feel necessarily that you're going to have a financial boom with the artistry necessarily in 2017, but it's like you're planting seeds, and I feel like everything's going to sort of come to a culmination in 2018 with that. So all the work that you're doing right now is getting things set. You're planting seeds, you're nurturing, and you're exploring and having fun while you're diving deeper into this sort of this wellspring of creativity. You're already used to swimming around in it, and you go pretty deep, but it feels like you're going to be almost reaching the bottom of it and exploring what that can do. I see a lot of light coming from your artistic creations. And I feel that that light is going to speak to everyone who comes into contact with them.
Cool. That was great. Okay, here's another one. I love it when people call. Hello.
Hey, Marilyn. This is Ann.
Hey, Ann. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
Good.
All right, walk away from your computer, Ann, because we're getting a echo. Go ahead.
Okay, I walked away. Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, I guess my question is, I'm following several paths for 2017, and I'm trying to decide or get some insight on which is the best path for me as far as living my most fulfilling life in 2017.
So I'm getting three paths. What they're showing me is, oh, this is interesting. They're showing me like tributaries. So they're, what I'm seeing is paths of water. And water for me right now is symbolizing emotions. And it's really reflecting the emotions. What's interesting is each of these paths feels like the same direction. It feels like the same size of path. And it really doesn't matter which one you choose. The feeling here is whatever you choose, you need to commit to it. Make a full commitment to that path. And for whatever reason, I'm also feeling like the middle path. So I'm seeing the tributaries coming through. But I'm feeling like the path in the middle feels like the path that you really want to be going in. These other two feel like distractions almost, that they could bring you some happiness and joy if you committed to them. There's nothing wrong with those paths, but they feel almost like a distraction, and that the middle path is the one that you really want to be focusing on. And I feel like as I'm talking, I'm feeling like you already sort of know which one that is. There's one that you've been favoring a little more than the others. Yeah, you're laughing. I love that.
Yeah.
There's one that you've been favoring over the others, but you're still kind of hanging on to these other two options because you feel like somehow you don't want to let go. You don't want to miss out. You don't want to make the wrong choice. There's no wrong choice here. It's all about committing for you. And I feel like commitment, it would be your word. If I were to go in, if I'm going in and asking, what do you need to embrace this year for 2017? Your word is commitment. So making a commitment to yourself, making a commitment, a time commitment, and a block of time. So time commitments throughout the day, but also a block of time saying, okay, I'm going to do this for 6 months. And then in 6 months, I'm going to reevaluate and see what more I need to do, what areas I need to sort of invest in more and set my focus into. But commitment is definitely your word.
Okay. Because I have been going in, I have three different paths of income that I've been working on, and there's one that I like the most, so that's what I'll focus on.
Absolutely. Put that focus and that commitment on there, and you will definitely feel very fulfilled in 2017.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Ann.
For calling in,
happy holiday.
We have some more time and want to welcome anybody else who'd like to call in or, you know, write a comment or ask a question on the chat. That'd be great. Love to have you do that. 919-518-9773 or computers2kvoice. So one of the things I want to mention, which I think is key, is how we listen.
Mm-hmm.
How we listen to the messages that are around us, how we listen. Even, you know, you give somebody a word. You give me a word like risk. Well, how do I listen into the word so that word makes more sense to me? You know, what message am I getting from your message and from the message in the word? And I want to express to all of you the desire, the passion that I have around listening and how we can take our lives like a laboratory. And I am really big on this and really look at it not, you mean, and scientifically, emotionally,
sure,
all of those things, but really do what they do in a laboratory. Research what you hear, play with it, you know, have fun experimenting with things, and really take life and take it as deep and as deep as you can go. And that's what I'm going to do with this word risk, because I assume that I've already taken plenty of risks and put myself out here, right, in front of a video, in front of a camera. I've done this show by myself before. It's a lot nicer when you have company, but, you know, I have done many things. So what is this new word, this new definition, or the new meaning, or what am I supposed to be getting from a new way of looking at risk for myself? And I think I kind of have, I think I've been given a little bit of information that will trigger something inside of me to take action. And I have to listen for all of these things.
Absolutely.
You know, because I think I'm a risk taker. You know, I, you know, will tell people many times, just say, do you want a Marilyn? And Marilyn will. Don't even ask me, don't tell me what it all is about. Just do you want a Marilyn? But this thing about risk, and I am, I think when I, for one, am out doing something outside of my comfort zone, which is what? I have to examine it, but I have to listen for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play with this and see what comes from what Stacy said.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think you touched on something that is sort of near and dear to my heart as well. And that is that we are not one size fits all. Each individual has their own way of approaching things and assimilating things and integrating things. And so, you know, you talking about this, you know, what does risk mean for me? It is about exploring that. I'm big on meditation. I love meditation. I write guided meditations. I really enjoy that kind of thing. But a guided meditation or sitting Buddha style and meditating is not always for everybody. You know, some people meditate, they find that they get into a meditative state when they run. Some people find that they get meditative when they're washing dishes. Others find it when they're doing something creative and they're, you know, they're just sort of involving that. Some, for others, it's just sounds, you know, being in nature, smelling the air, being present and focused. So it really is about exploring and having fun. If you get a word or a concept and you're thinking, that sounds interesting, what does that mean to me? Explore and have fun with it.
And it could be from a book. It could be something that kind of pops. And, you know, sometimes you look at color, right? And you can see, let's say the color red. You know, there's like this, like that, and the color red pops out to you. Okay, well, that happens all through life, and not just in color. It happens with feelings. It happens with experiences. It happens with people that you might all of a sudden, for some reason, pay more attention to. Mm-hmm. Well, take these things in and explore them. You know, ask yourself questions. Why this? Why that? Why not this? Why not that? And it's really great when you don't have to, when you work on not getting offended or take things so personally that you're blocked from the message. Because, you know, I truly feel that there's something that we know about this energy field, but then I know that there's stuff we don't know. And that as we listen, we will go deeper and deeper into the energy field, into other levels of life, of existence, of information, of whatever, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, you know, you don't have all the answers.
No, I do not.
We don't, but we can listen. And I think it's really powerful that we share that experience. And it's because of that that I'm going to be doing a listening laboratory.
Oh, cool. I love it. Love
you know,
it.
I just want to tell everybody, Marilyn's saying laboratory, not lavatory.
Thank you, Amnon. So he's laboratory. No, I think I would love the opportunity for people to partake in this. And let's explore all the different things that we become aware of and through our listening and share it and learn from each other, because this is a real setting. This is the greatest stage, the greatest theater, the greatest book, the greatest everything. And I love it. So
let me get you started on that.
Go.
So one of the things that has helped me in my exploration of trying to understand the messages that I receive for myself Something that I don't do enough of is ask. I don't ask questions. And what I have learned over time is if I get information, so what I'll do sometimes is I'll just close my eyes. I'll get a message. I'll close my eyes and I'll be like, okay, what does that mean? What are you trying to tell me? What does that mean for me? And sometimes it's like blank. I get nothing. And I'm like, well, what do I do? For me, I love tarot and oracle cards. So I'll go to the tarot and oracle cards and I will ask. Before I pull a card, I will ask, okay, I got the message about risk. What more do I need to know about risk? And I'll pull an oracle card. And whatever that card is, whatever the message on that card is, that's one step further to understanding where that what that word means for me. Another thing that is really helpful for me is because I'm such a musical person, and I'm sure you've all had this where you've heard the song a million times, but all of a sudden, for whatever reason, that millionth and one time that you've heard it, suddenly you hear the words and suddenly you understand. And oh, I had no idea that that song meant that. And it suddenly takes on a new meaning for you. That's another way that you can ask your divine dream team to come through for you with messages through music. Give me a message through music. You might wake up with a song in your head or a portion of a song in your head over and over and over again. Tune in and listen to the words that are going on in your head. Guaranteed, there's a message in there. And if it's not in, if they're, you know, looping one sentence, Google it, Google the lyrics and read the whole, because guaranteed there's a message in there for you.
There's messages all
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
So, Stacey, you wrote a book. Well, you wrote a couple of books. So
yeah.
Why don't you share it?
Well, I'm very excited about this one. This is my second book. It's called The Archangel Experiment, and how ironic that you're just talking about laboratory. This is exactly what this book was for me. So I'll give you the sort of the basic lowdown. A year ago, I was getting messages to check out the archangels. I'm like, what the fark? I don't need to know about archangels. I have a hard time with religion in general. I consider myself spiritual, but not religious. I think of archangels as religion. Why am I having to look into all this? What is all this about? And the message was just very clear. I needed to learn about them. I needed to figure out who they were. So I went and I bought every book known to man on angels. And every book that I read, by the end of the book, I mean, it was all about the history and the origins of it, and it had a couple of suggestions on, you know, meditations and things like that. But I left wanting. I left going, okay, but I still don't really know what that angel can do for me. Like, how can I connect with that angel? And so I went to seminars, and I started looking for a seminar that could give me this personal experience with the archangels so that I could get to know them and understand them in a personal way. And I could not find that either. It's certainly nothing that was affordable. And local. And I went to a local seminar, and I mean, it was done beautifully and there was absolutely nothing wrong with it, but I went there with high hopes. It said that it was there for, you know, advanced, intermediate to advanced meditators and that kind of thing. And I was very, very excited. And by the end of it, I walked out of there going, I've learned nothing and I've not had a personal experience. And that morning I went to bed. That morning at 3:33 in the morning, I woke up with the message in my head, you need to write the seminar that you want to attend. And this book was downloaded to me. I spent the next 2 hours, 3:33 to 5:33 in the morning, writing out the outline for what I thought was going to be a seminar, and it clearly turned into a book.
A book.
And so it's all about the experiments. It's about experimenting with these archangels to find out how I can relate to them, and in turn, giving those experiments to all of you.
So unfortunately, we're almost out of time.
Oh,
so
okay.
Tell everybody where, if they want a reading, where they can get a book, tell them everything, where they can do that.
Absolutely. I am so honored to be doing this work. I would love to connect with you all in whatever way, shape, or form you would like. www.blackfeatherintuition.com. has all of my contact information. You can email me, info@blackfeatherintuition.com. And you can also feel free to text or call me, 919-888-2002. All of the links to my books. I also wrote a book on Teen Superpower IG, Demystify Your Inner Guidance Using Tarot for the teen community. All of that information is on my website. I would love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much.
Well, wasn't she great? Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Marilyn. This is an amazing opportunity.
Well, it was amazing having you. So thank you so much for being here and sharing yourself.
Thank you.
I loved it. And it's always wonderful to be here with you. If you have any questions about the Listening Laboratory, please let me know, Marilyn@MarilynShannon.com. And I want to thank you for being here and all of our friends on the chat and everybody listening
and all
the questions and the phone calls. Love it. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Very fun. Happy holiday.
Bye.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
And Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And everything that you celebrate. Happy New Year. Bye.
You're tuned to the Nissan Communications Network. If you tuned in too late, you can always watch each program in its entirety or download an MP3 audio file of it in the archives section on NissanCommunications.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter, and like us on Facebook. Sponsored by Atomos.com, makers of quality video recorders and converters, CarolinaApparel.com, and DeltaForce.net.